places.
I like it like that.
Come on.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on. Place.
I like it like that.
They got a little place across the track. The name of the place is I like it like that. Now you take Sally and I'll take Sue, and we're gonna rock away all our blues. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is
I like it like that.
Come on.
Show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
I wanna show you.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place,
I like it like that.
Now the last time I was down there, I lost my shoes. They had some cat shouting the blues. The people was yelling out for more, and all they were saying was go man, go. Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on.
I like it like that.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
Come on,
come on, let me show you where it's at.
The name of the place is
I like it like that.
Come on, let me show you where it's at.
Chris Kenner, I Like It Like That, Part 1. Song came out in 1961, went up to number 2 on both the pop and the R&B charts. And got lots and lots of airplay all over the place. Right here in Birmingham, I would say it's probably number 1 song on some of the stations. It got a lot of airplay here over the years. So, real nice sound. I know Dave Clark 5 did a version of that and had a little hit with it. And other people have recorded it, too. I know Mitch Ryder did a version of it. Loggins and Messina did a version of it. So, but real nice sound by Chris Kenner out of New Orleans. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we've got coming up Dion and the Belmonts, the Shirelles, and Freddie Scott. So right now we've got Dion and his Belmonts doing a song called Where Are You?
Before and love, before. by, ran off and left me. Oh, how he made me cry. The tin cup and a lollipop, that's all the sledge of our love. He said he was sorry, it had to be that way. He loved another, oh, what a price to pay. A tin cup and a lollipop, that's all that's left of our love. I saw them dancing together and prayed the music would stop, but they hello, congratulations, and then you'll never know. A tin cup and a lollipop, that's all that's left of our love. I saw them dancing together and prayed the music would stop, but then and then he'll never know. A tin cup and a lollipop, that's all that's left of our love. That's all that's left of our love. That's all that's left of our love.
Hey girl, I want you to know I'm gonna miss you so much if you go.
Bye, bye, baby.
And hey girl, I tell you no lie, something deep inside of me's going to die. Say so long.
Bye, bye, baby.
If this is goodbye,
bye, bye, baby.
Oh, oh, oh. Hey girl, this can't be true. How am I supposed to exist without you? Can I go on? And beg you to stay.
Bye,
don't go away.
Freddie Scott, Hey Girl, 1963, went to number 10 on the R&B and the pop charts. That was his first pop chart hit, and real good sound by him. A song written by Goffin and King, and Carole King right there had a part in that. So real good sound by them. I've always enjoyed that one by Freddie Scott. Let's see, before that we had the Shirelles with a song called Teardrop and Lollipop. That one didn't chart anywhere. Came out in 1959, and although it was the flip of a song called Doing the Ronde, which was a song from the album Tonight's Tonight, this song, Teardrop and Lollipop, was not featured on the LP. They just came up with another recording, I guess, and put it on the flip of this, which came off Doing the Ronde, which came off the LP. But anyway, now if you come across that LP reissued later on, many, many years later, you will find a Teardrop and Lollipop on that LP. But originally it was not on there, 1959. And let's see, and Dion and the Belmonts got us started with Where or When, 1959. Went up to number 3 on the pop charts, made it to number 19 on the R&B. Got their name Belmonts from Belmont Avenue in the Bronx, a street that they live nearby. And chose that as the name of their group. Dion and the Belmonts, put in the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1989. All right, let's see. We got a young lady named Maureen Gray going to get us started. Then the Rivieras, not the one that you're thinking of. This is a doo-wop group. And then Derek and the Dominoes. So here we go right now. We got Maureen Gray doing a song called Today's the Day.
The times I cried for you.
1971 off a great album, Layla and Other Assorted Love Songs. That song there, Bell Bottom Blues, went up to number 91 on the pop charts. So being 91, you know, it didn't get airplay everywhere, but it got some airplay. And I remember, I just want to go back and thank a good friend of mine over the years, very good friend, Sammy. And he bought that album after it came out, and me and him were running around doing things together. We'd play that album all the time. And really enjoyed that Layla and Assorted Love Songs, Derek and the Dominoes. Now, this particular song here does not have Duane Allman on the song. He had not joined the group yet, but quite a few of the songs on that LP have Duane Allman on it. This one just has Eric Clapton doing the guitar work, so. But real good sound. He wrote this song. Clapton wrote this song for Patty Boyd, who he was in love with and who happened to be married to George Harrison. And she had asked him when he was going to America to get her some pair of bell-bottom pants from America. So he wrote this song for her. So let's see. Count Every Star, the Rivieras before that, 1958, went up to number 73 on the pop charts. Song out of a group out of New Jersey. Real nice sound by that bunch there. And let's see. Getting us started was Maureen Gray, Today's the Day. This song didn't chart. It came out in the early 60s, and this lady here, Maureen Gray, was thought to be a child prodigy. She sang at Carnegie Hall at age 5, and did all kind of stuff. She only had like one, maybe two, but I think one song that charted at all. But Dance in the Strand, I think, was the name of it. And she had moved to London many, many years later, and over the years performed with David Bowie, George Harrison, and John Lennon. So she kept singing. Real good sound by her. Okay, let's keep going. We got the Dovells coming up. A group called the Tams, but they're out of Philadelphia, not Atlanta. And a group called the Olympics. So let's do the Dovells and a hit for them called Bristol Stomp.
The kids in Bristol are sharp at the pistol when they do the Bristol Stomp. Really something when the joint is jumping when they do the Bristol Stomp.
Really, really do. I want you to. You know I do.
1958, pop chart hit number 8, R&B chart number 7. That was their first pop song that made the charts, and a real good sound by them, group out of California. Be sure if you get that out, that record, to flip it over. There's a great song called Well on the flip side, so I think you'll enjoy it too if you haven't heard it. Before that, Memory Lane by the Stereos, the Tams, and the Hippies. Let me try to explain real quick, and I may have it a little bit wrong here or there, but we'll see if I can come up with it pretty good. Supposedly, this song came out on the Mink label in 1959 by the Stereos. Then they changed the name to the Tams, same song, and put it out again on the Mink label by the Tams, 1959. And then, in 63, Parkway label released it. The group had changed their name to the Hippies, and they took the same song and released it, and it made a hit the pop charts in 63 as by the Hippies. I went up to number 63 for them that year. So three different label versions, three different groups, but all the same song is what I'm told. So hopefully I got it right, and you know, you can take that for what it's worth. But anyway, you will find that as the Hippies in 1963, and I guess they were hippies before there were hippies. So, because 63, you're, what we know as hippies didn't come into about, what, 66, 67. So, anyway. Before that, the Dovells, Bristol Stomp, 1961, went up to number 2 on the pop charts, and number 7 on the R&B charts, 1961 for them, their first pop hit. Group out of Philadelphia, and had a guy named, in the group called Lynn Berry. You might remember him doing some solo songs. In fact, he had a hit with a song called 1, 2, 3. So, all right, let's keep going. We got Tommy Hunt going to get us started, the Angels, and then Gary Wright. So right now we got Tommy Hunt and a song called Human. I've got to laugh, I've got to cry, I've got to live, oh, I've got to die. And oh, Lord,
I've got the best girl in the world. But make her understand that I'm only a man. Every day, so little love, so little pain, and I'm just human. I'm just human.
I believe you can get
Weaver, Gary Wright, 1976, went up to number two, big hit for him that year. He had been a co-leader of a group called Spooky Tooth, which they had a hit in that chart in 1969, and then later on he went on his own. And he was always doing something, evidently. At age seven, he was on a TV series called Captain Video. So you might, if you know, you remember seeing that, you may have seen him at age seven. I believe that was in like early 50s when that was on TV. So, okay, the Angels before that, Cry Baby Cry, 1962, went up to number 38, a girl group out of New Jersey. They were first called the Starlets, and their first hit was P.S. I Love You, but that was 1960, so that was not the Beatles, John Lennon and Paul McCartney song, but that was a song that quite a few people recorded back in the late 50s and early 60s, P.S. I Love You. That was just by the Starlets. And this group also backed Lou Christie in the mid-60s on some of his songs. So Tommy Hunt before that, Tommy Hunt and his Kool-Aid Chemist. 1961, number 48 pop chart, number 5 R&B chart. Went up to that was his first pop chart that he had out there. A guy from Pittsburgh. He was a jazz drummer. Did a lot of session work and put together a group called the Kool-Aid Chemist and had this little hit for him. Get some real nice stuff. Okay, we're going to start off this time. We got a nice little set with some very popular people here coming up next. We got Buddy Holly and his Crickets, then Chuck Berry, then Riggy Nelson. So we got Peggy Sue first with Buddy Holly and the Crickets.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you know why I feel blue without Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gals, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, oh, how my heart yearns for you. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, Gallis, I love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue, pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, oh, Peggy, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, I want you, Peggy Sue. Yes, I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you.
Along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel. I stole a kiss at the turn of a mile, my curiosity running wild. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go. Riding along in my automobile, I was anxious to tell her the way I feel. So I told her softly and sincere, and she leaned and whispered in my ear. Cuddling more and driving slow, with no particular place to go. I particular place to go. So we parked way out on the Kokomo. The night was young and the moon was gold. So we both decided to take a stroll. Can you imagine the way I felt? I couldn't unfasten a safety belt. Riding along in my calaboose, still trying to get her belt to loose. All the way home I held a grudge for the safety belt that wouldn't budge. Cruising and playing the radio with no particular place to go.
It's late,
we gotta get on home.
It's late,
we've been gone too long,
too bad.
We should've checked our time,
can't phone.
We done spent every dime,
it's late,
we're about to run out of gas,
it's late,
we gotta get home fast,
can't speed,
we're in a slowdown zone. Oh, baby, look at that clock, why can't it be wrong? If we could've left home at a quarter to nine, would've had fun and plenty of time. We got started just a little bit late. Hope this won't be our last day.
Look up.
Is that the moon we see?
Can't be.
Looks like the sun to me. Yeah,
it's late.
I hate to face you, Daddy. Too bad. I know he's gonna be mad. It's late. We gotta get on home. It's late. We've been gone too long. It's late, we're about to run out of gas. It's late, we gotta get home fast.
Can't speed,
we're in a slowdown zone. Oh, baby, look at that clock, why can't it be wrong? If we could've left home at a quarter to nine, would've had fun and plenty of time. We got started just a little bit late. Hope this won't be our last day.
Look up.
Is that the moon we see? Can't be. Looks like the sun to me. It's late. I hate to face you, Daddy.
Too bad.
I know he's gonna be mad.
It's late.
We gotta get on home. It's late. We've been gone too long.
It's late.
One of the all-time great singers and recording artists of the mid-50s into the 60s. That song went up to number 9 on the pop charts, 30 on the R&B charts. His first 8 releases, this was his 8th release. This, out of those 8 releases, 6 of them were double-sided hits. And then I think he had another one that didn't double-side hit, but then he had 14 in a row after that. And both sides were hits. They all charted. So out of his first, what would that be, 22 releases or so, 20 of them were double-sided hits. So that's just how much people enjoyed his singing and loved his songs. So Ricky Nelson. Chuck Berry before that, 1964, went up to number 10, No Particular Place to Go. Real good song. One of those songs you always see on these albums or CDs about car songs. No Particular Place to Go. And Buddy Holly before that. Buddy Holly and the Crickets, 1957. Peggy Sue. Now that one came on the Coral label, so it was just listed as Buddy Holly was the singer. And on the Brunswick label, it always said Buddy Holly, or it always said the Crickets. So Brunswick, you had the Crickets. Coral, you had Buddy Holly. And it was a little contract differences there, and that's why all that went on. I'm not sure all the details, but anyway, that was 1957 for him. Went up to number 3 on the pop charts and made it to number 2 on the R&B charts. So, good sound by Buddy Holly and his Crickets. Okay, we've got our double play coming up next. And we're going to do a guy who was in a band called the Raspberries. You might remember them. They had a song called Go All the Way, which was a hit. And then he went on his own. His name is Eric Carmen. So we're going to do two by him today, songs that came out of the 80s. We'll get into the 80s today with some music. But we're going to get started with a song from the 1960s, the Bobby Fuller Four, and I Fought the Law.
Always this good, or could this be just the start? baby comes on and we're moving in time. And the heat from your touch makes me feel like I'm losing my mind. Oh yeah.
And then they play
back in the arms again.
We close our eyes.
We start remembering where
we start.
Oh,
popular from the movie Dirty Dancing, which I saw a little bit of that last night, in fact. So, anyway, 1987, went up to number 4 on the pop charts for Eric Carmen. A guy came out of Cleveland in a band called the Raspberries, as I said earlier. They had a big hit called Go All the Way. And then went on his own and had some real good sounds. I think he had probably, 8, 10, 12 songs that charted. So a real good sound by him on that one, Hungry Eyes. And later on in 1988, he did one that went up to number 3 that we played called Make Me Lose Control. Eric Carmen, Make Me Lose Control, 1988, went up to number 3 on the pop charts for him. So good sound again by him. And that's our double play of the day, Eric Carmen. But Bobby Fuller got us started with his group, Bobby Fuller Four. I Fought the Law, 1966, went up to number 9 on the pop charts. Probably made number 1 on a few areas over the across the nation, but number 9 nationally. Guy that came out of Texas. This was originally released 2 years earlier on the Exeter label, and then it came out on the Mustang label, which then it charted. So if you come across a copy on the Exeter label, you might have to pay a few bucks for it. It's a little more expensive, so. But a good sound. I've always liked that one. I Fought the Law. Okay, we're going to have to get out of here in a minute. But before we do, let's do one more set. We'll have Chicago do a song for us, the Coasters. And we're going to get it started with, I guess one of my all-time favorite singers, Patsy Cline. You know, that girl could put on a cowboy hat and boots and some, frilly country top and skirt and sing some great country. Or she could come out in an evening gown on the stage at Carnegie Hall or somewhere and sing some great pop music, hit some great notes, and in fact she did that. So she sang all over the place, New York City, Nashville. She did it everywhere, and she could sing whatever she wanted to sing. But what I'm going to play today is something I came across on YouTube, and this is a live version. It's on a TV show called the Tex Ritter Ranch House Show. So he's going to introduce her at the first, and this is when she's first getting started. I'm not sure if Walking After Midnight had been a hit yet, so this is going to be real close. This came out in 1957, and she had done a song called I've Loved and Lost Again. And so right about the same time she was getting popular with Walking After Midnight, she was on Tex Ritter Show. And you're going to hear him introduce her and then her sing. And the reason I'm playing this live version is I like the background piano in this song. So there's a little more piano in this version than there was in the studio version. So you were going to do the Patsy Cline Tex Ritter version of this one, live copy. So here we go right now, and Patsy Cline and I've Loved and Lost It.
Well, here at Ranch Party, we're always delighted when we read about or hear about or see some young artist that gets on the move. And we have a little guest here, a little lady that great things have been happening to here for the past year or so. A young lady that is fast becoming one of the leading sellers on phonograph recordings. Many of you people have seen her on a lot of the coast-to-coast radio and TV shows, seen and heard her. Let's give her a real Western welcome to Miss Patsy Cline.
I've loved and lost again. Oh, what a crazy world we're living in. True love has no chance to win. I've loved and lost again. I ask you, what chance have I when each love I meet just makes me cry? He loves a while then says goodbye. I've loved and lost again. To be true to one alone don't seem to matter anymore. Tell you you're out of style unless you had 3 or 4. I've loved and loved again. Oh, what a crazy world we're living in. True love has no chance to win. I've loved and lost again. To be true to one alone don't seem to matter anymore. They'll tell you you're out of style unless you've had three or four. I've loved and lost again. Oh, what a crazy world we're living in. True love has no chance to win. I've loved and lost again.
Charlie Brown. Why's everybody always picking on me?
Who's always writing on the wall? Who's always pooping in the hall? Who's always throwing spinning balls? Guess who?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Walks in the classroom, cool and slow. Who calls the English teacher daddy?
Everybody always picking on me. Everybody always picking on me.
The Coasters, Charlie Brown, 1959, up to number two for them that year on both the R&B and the pop charts. A couple of these guys in the Coasters were in a group called the Robins. You might remember them in the mid-50s, and did some real good sounds by them. Smokey Joe's Cafe and Ryan Cell Block Number 9, all this good stuff. So then two of them left and kind of stayed together and went on to form the Coasters and had real hit after hit after hit. Before that, Chicago. Does anybody really know what time it is? 1970 went up to number 7 for them that year. And Patsy Cline got us started from the Tex Ritter Ranch House TV show in 1957. And I've Loved and Lost Again. You know, on that same show, he introduces, y'all will pull this up on YouTube if you can find it. He introduces Carl Perkins, and Carl does Blue Suede Shoes, and then he introduces Johnny Cash, and Cash does I Walk the Line. So, and these are all from 1957. So if you can go to YouTube and pull that up, type in Tex Ritter's Ranch House Show, and you should be able to find it. So then Patsy does this song here. Okay, we're going to get out of here. Thanks for joining us today. And hope you enjoyed the songs. And we got to go. We got to get out of here with what we always play, and that's an instrumental song. So we're going to do one called Jam Up by Tommy Wrigley. Didn't chart. Came out in 1954 on the Atlantic label. And we got Tommy doing the piano and the great session drummer Earl Palmer on drums. So hope you enjoy this one. So thanks for joining us, and hope you listen to us again later. And check back with us, and we're going to play Tommy Wrigley and Jam Up, and we'll catch you next time on BRC.